Here's a no match. I make myself sick trying to please everyone. Here's a match. I'm on purpose and doing what I signed up to do in this lifetime. Here's a no match. I feel so unappreciated by those I serve that it sometimes makes me cry. Here's a match. I do what I do because it's my purpose and my destiny is to do so. A second obstacle is called your level of energy. Match or no match. Everything in this universe is a movement of energy. Higher, faster energy dissolves and converts lower and slower energy. With this in mind, I'd like you to consider yourself and all of your thoughts in the context of being an energy system. That's right. You are an energy system, not just a system of bones and fluids and cells, but actually a multitude of energy systems encapsulating an inner energy system of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. This energy system that you are can be measured and calibrated. Every thought you have can be energetically calibrated along with its impact on your body and your environment. The higher your energy, the more capable you are of nullifying and converting lower energies, which weaken you and impacting in a positive way everyone in your immediate and even distant surroundings. The objective in this section is to become aware of your own energy level and the actual frequencies of thought that you regularly employ in daily life. You can become proficient at raising your energy level and permanently obliterate energetic expressions that weaken or inhibit your connection to intention. Ultimately, your goal is to have a perfect match with the highest frequency of all. Here's a simple explanation of the five levels of energy that you work with, moving from the lowest and slowest frequencies to the highest and the fastest. The slowest energy, number one, the material world. Solid form is energy slowed down so that it's approximately commensurate with your sense perception of the world of boundaries. Everything that you see and touch is energy slowed down so that it appears to be a coalesced mass. Your eyes and your fingers agree, and here you have the physical world. The second level of energy is called the sound world, a little faster energy. You seldom perceive sound waves with your eyes, but they can actually be felt. These invisible waves are also high, low, and fast and slow. This sound level of energy is where you connect to the highest frequencies of spirit through the practice of japa meditation, as I've written about extensively in Getting in the Gap, which includes a CD to teach you this meditation. The third level of energy is called the light world. Light moves faster than the material world and faster than sound, yet there are no actual particles to form a substance called light. What you see as red is what your eye perceives a certain pulsating frequency to be, and what you perceive as violet is an even faster and higher frequency. When light is brought to darkness, darkness becomes light. The implications for this are startling. Low energy, when faced with high energy, experiences an automatic conversion. A fourth level of energy is called the world of thought. Your thoughts, your actual thoughts, are an extremely high frequency of pulsation that move beyond the speed of sound and even light. The frequency of thoughts can be measured and the impact that they have on your body and your environment can be actually calculated. Once again, the same rules apply. Higher frequencies nullify lower. Faster energies convert slower. A colleague I admire enormously, David Hawkins, a medical doctor, has written a work which I've referenced over and over again called Power versus Force. In this remarkable book, Dr. Hawkins elaborates on the lower frequencies of thought and their accompanying emotions and how they can be impacted and converted by exposure to higher and faster frequencies. I really urge you to read this book, and I'll present some of those findings in later sections on this program on how to raise your energy levels. Every thought you have can be calculated to determine if it's strengthening or weakening your ability to reconnect to the highest and fastest energy in the universe. The energy of intention. And finally, the highest and fastest energy in the universe. It's called the energy of spirit. This is the ultimate in energy. These frequencies are so supersonically rapid that the presence of disorder, disharmony, and even disease is impossible. These measurable energies consist of the seven faces of intention talked about earlier in this program. They are the energies of creation. When you reproduce them in yourself, you reproduce the same creative quality of life that called you into existence. They are the qualities of creativeness, of kindness, of love, of beauty, of expansion, of peaceful abundance, and receptivity to all. These are the highest energies of the universal spirit itself. You came into existence from this energy, and you can match up with it energetically as you remove all of the low-energy pulsations from your thoughts and feelings. Raising your energy level.